Let's listen to some sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam regarding eating sahari. Number one, eat sahari because it is a blessed food. Number two, the distinguishing factor between us and the people of the book, that are the Ahl Kitab, lies in eating sahari. Number three, Allah Azza wa Jalla and His angels send mercy upon the people who eat sahari. Number four, when beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to call one of his companions to eat sahari, he would say, "Come and eat the blessed food." Number five, eat sahari to gain strength for fast and take rest in the afternoon to gain strength for worshipping at night. Number six, sahari is a blessing Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted you, therefore do not miss it. Number seven, there are three kinds of people that will not be held accountable no matter how much they eat, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, provided that the food is halal. Number one, a fasting person at the time of iftar. Number two, the one who eats a sahari. And number three, a warrior that protects the Islamic border in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Saying number eight, sahari is full of blessings, so do not miss it even if you drink just a sip of water. Allah Azza wa Jalla and His angels send mercy upon the people who consume sahari. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the sayings of the Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam teach us that sahari is Allah's great bounty, which has numerous physical and spiritual benefits for us. That is why the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam called it a blessed breakfast. Sayyidina Irbad bin Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu was narrated that once the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam called him to eat sahari with him during the month of Ramadan and said, "Come for a blessed breakfast." Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to say to me, "At the time of sahari, I intend to fast, give me something to eat." So I used to give him some dates and a water in a cup. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have learned that eating sahari is a sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and eating dates and drinking water at sahari is another sunnah. Our Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also encouraged us to eat dates at sahari time. Sayyidina Sa'ib bin Yazid radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Dates are an excellent sahari." He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also said, "For a believer, dates are an excellent sahari." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, eating dates and drinking water together is in a condition for sahari. If someone drinks a little bit of water with the intention of sahari, the sunnah will be fulfilled. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.